Well, do you have any other slimes?
Anything. Well, of course, no. I mean, like, for Italians, you know, wops, maybe, or something. That's about it, really. There's not a large ethnic population. I mean, black people are, I guess, referred to by names that they're everywhere, such as nigger or negroid or,
Is that more derogatory to call them negroid than
I don't know. Some people call them negroids and things like that. There used to be a joke about it, I guess, it got started. And so, they call them negroids, some people. Most people just call them niggers or blacks. Most people refer to them as blacks, most of my friends, because I guess in school there's a large black population in schools, like 30% or more.
Is that considered a more neutral term?
Blacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would say there's a pretty good social, participation in school. The black people and white people get along real well, or they have in the last couple of years. Before that, you know, I guess they were referred to mainly as niggers, maybe, because there's a little more racial tension. But now it's mainly, they refer to each other as blacks and whites, because I think there's a pretty mutual respect for each other. I know, like, playing football and basketball and other sports, it was like there were so many black people. And of course, like, football is like half and half, half black, half white. And the team did real well, and there really wasn't any stars, black or white, either way. And so it was like everyone was sort of equal. And I think that I know around the nucleus of my friends, we get along real well. In fact, you know, I still see the black people when I go home and visit with some of them.
Do you ever
hear the term, like, colored? Oh, yeah. Colored, I think that's sort of archaic. And most people don't, I guess maybe a few other older people would say color people, Negroes. But
anything else? Any other terms? Anything you can think of that you've heard?
No, Chicano for a Mexican.
Okay.
Let me see. Chicano, wetback. Oh, spade for a black.
Okay, alright.
Maybe a spick would go for a Mexican too, I guess.
What would you call a half-breed? I mean, in terms of someone who's black and white, looks black and, or, you know, like, has black and white ancestry?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know. That's really strange. We don't have any for me. One of my black assistant principals, we used to refer to some of the light-skinned blacks as high yellers.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. But most of my friends didn't really use the term. I was going to say that's the technical term for it. But that'd be what everyone, I guess, referred to him as. Most people would probably just say, oh, he's half black and half white, or he's half nigger and half white, or something like that. You know, they wouldn't really refer to him as a technical name, because you don't see it that much, and I really just never heard anyone comment on it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, to get back to the ethnic divisions. Now you have a black section.
Black section.
Mexican.
No, outside of town, there's an area where some of them have bought maybe a couple of houses together and they live in large families. Other than that, it's sort of spread out around town. There's no one section that has Mexicans or anything like that.
Okay. Are these then? There's no stratification, really.
Okay. When you say stratification, you mean is in a real class difference?
I mean, they're isolated from the town.
No. In fact, the population of the Mexicans is sort of picked up, I would say, and they're liked real well, especially for the people that have fruit, because they're very good fruit pickers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There has been a little black problem, I guess, in the last few weeks, last year or so. The city's been sued by a black man who came out from New York, and he's sort of agitated a lot of people in Fort Meade. He's been sort of an agitator. He's trying to get some groups started. He's really got a lot of the blacks, you know, giving the city a hard time. They're suing them for better services and better roads and better sewers and housing and for recreation facilities. And it's not like everyone else. I mean, everyone, I guess maybe financially can't afford it as well as the white community. Then again, they can because there's the phosphate industry for me, and a lot of the black people work there. And they make as much as they need the white people, because a lot of white people work there too. And okay. That's probably the main source of jobs, that cattle and citrus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right. So now do they...